Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And welcome into Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Live in downtown Indianapolis on The Circle, talking Pacers basketball, as always, from 10 to 11. Plenty of pertinent topics to get to you throughout this hour. The Pacers are in a heat of a playoff chase, and we will let you know where the Pacers stand as it relates to that, and what they need to do to keep playing after the April 12th regular season finale. Let you know the games that are coming up tonight and how those are important. However, we would be remiss, and this has been almost a week since this was announced, but it happened right after we went off the air last week on Pacers Weekly. George McGinnis getting the call that he is a Hall of Famer. The Pacers have five different banners hanging up that relate to either former coaches or players, and four of those five were in the Hall of Fame with the inscription Hall of Famer below them. George McGinnis, thought to be one of the, if not the biggest snub amongst all players to not be in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, finally got that call about a week ago today. We will hear from George coming up. Mark Monteith will join us a little bit later to put it into perspective. But very good news that came out around this time last week that George McGinnis will be making the Hall of Fame. And something that's somewhat interesting, he did it after the Hall of Fame closed their auto ABA inductee, which they had the last three or four years, where they were picking solely from a pool of ABA players. They closed that committee, and McGinnis made it in through the Veterans Committee, which wasn't necessarily just a pool of ABA players. So perhaps while McGinnis had to wait too long, he is awarded in nice fashion. Again, the Pacers in the heat of a playoff hunt right now. They sit in eighth position heading into the evening, an evening which will do a lot to tell the final picture once we are talking this time next week, whether it's a season wrap-up show. Hopefully, we're talking about the Pacers' playoff opponent. The Pacers are 39-40. That's good for a tie for seventh. If they finish in a tie with Chicago for seventh, the Pacers lose that tiebreaker and move to eighth position. In fact, the Pacers lose almost every tiebreaker that they're in, so it's vital that Indiana finishes with a better record than someone. Right now, that's the case with Miami. The Pacers are 39-40. The Heat are 38-41. The Pacers need to finish a game ahead of them or a game ahead of somebody else to make the playoffs. Miami is the most likely target. The Heat finish their season with Wizards, Cavs, and then Wizards again. Washington still has something to play for. They're a half game out of third. And the Cavs, while losing last night hurt the Pacers because it meant a Hawks win, the silver lining to that means Cleveland still has some work to do to lock up the number one seed in the East. They're currently a game ahead of Boston with tiebreak, but perhaps it means that Cleveland might have sat players against Miami coming up a little bit later when they play on Monday. Now they might need to start some of those guys. So it's something we will keep tabs on. The Pacers, with three games to go, their magic number is three. If the Pacers win their final three games, it does not matter what anybody else does, the Pacers are in. If Indiana wins, say, two of their final three, they need one loss from Miami. And remember, Miami plays Washington, who's 48-31. The Cavs, who are 51-28. Washington, again, who's 48-31. It's not a guarantee, but likely that Miami gets a loss in there somewhere. And if Miami loses one of those final three games, the Pacers need to close with two of their final three. So how does Indiana do that? It could start tonight against the Orlando Magic. A 6 o'clock tip, 5:30 Kroger pregame show right here. Pacers and Magic is Indiana's next game. They then move to Philadelphia on Monday, April 10th. That's a 7 o'clock tip. And then on Wednesday, they close versus the Hawks. The Pacers cannot clinch tonight, but also playing are Bulls at Nets. That's important, but of most importance to making the playoffs, the Heat at the Wizards, as we told you. A Pacers win coupled with a Heat loss tonight would be the best-case scenario for Indiana, and should that happen, Indiana would get right on the doorstep of the playoffs with two games left to go. Plenty to still be decided. Tonight will be major in determining that playoff picture. The Bulls play the Nets. The Bucks play the 76ers as well. Both of those teams still catchable for Indiana. We got a great show coming up for you. We will talk with George McGinnis, the newly named Hall of Fame inductee to be coming over this summer. Lance Stephenson as well. It has, of course, been a big week for Stephenson. When we were talking to you last Saturday, Stephenson was about to join the team in Cleveland, and since has helped the Pacers go 2-1. They battle the Cavs to double overtime. We'll hear from Lance Stephenson. He goes inside Daenerys' den, as well as the normal cast and crew. Mark Boyle, Slick Leonard, Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson, and Eddie White will all be part of the show. We would love for you to be a part of it as well. You can tweet me at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We will take those Twitter questions and forward them on to Mark and Jeremiah later in the show. Coming up next, it's time for Daenerys' Den, Lance Stephenson, and we'll also hear from George McGinnis. Those two are coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Five banners hang inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse of retired numbers of either a coach or former player. Very soon, all five will have the inscription Hall of Fame in capital red type below. After a long wait, Hoosier native and Pacers great George McGinnis recently got the call. He's headed to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, and George joins us now. George, congratulations. What was your immediate reaction when you finally got the call?
Well, I was overwhelmed. I was very, very happy and just couldn't believe it. It was almost a shock. It happened on April 1st, so I thought maybe someone was playing a joke on me. But, you know, after I found out that it was actually going to happen, I was extremely humbled and proud to become a member of the Hall of Fame.
There were so many who championed for your inclusion over the years. Maybe no one stronger than Slick Leonard. Some of them, unfortunately, not with us anymore. But what was it like to share this moment with those close to you?
Well, you know, after I talked to my wife, I tried to get in touch with Slick. And I didn't get him, but he did get back with me. That was the first two people that I called. And, you know, Slick has, he's just been a champion and a great friend, a great mentor to me for over 40 years. And I just felt very, very good talking to him. I told him how much I miss Mel, and he put up a good fight for me. He always told me, we got to get you in the Hall of Fame. This is not right. And then losing him and him not being here was a little bit of a downer. But overall, it was very pleasant.
Pacers' newest Hall of Famer, George McGinnis, is with us. Many worried that your chances took a significant hit when a year and a half ago the Hall eliminated the ABA direct election process. Your vote this year comes from the Veterans Committee, which is not selecting from an ABA-only pool. Does that mean more?
Right. Well, I guess a little bit. I mean, I think you have to be out of the game 35 years for this committee to consider you. So this was my 35th year since my retirement in 82. So if, I guess if you look at it from that perspective, you know, I got in on my first try. But yeah, it feels good. I just feel good about the whole process. Now that it's over, I don't have to answer any more questions about why I'm not in the Hall of Fame and things like that. So it's just been a very pleasant last 2 days.
Your basketball career speaks for itself, regardless of if this inclusion came or not. But now that it's happened, does this feel like an appropriate final chapter to your career?
I think so. Yeah, it kind of it's the icing on the cake. It puts a cap on everything. It solidifies my place in history, I think. And I think any player who has the ability to eventually be elected into the Hall of Fame probably feels that way. So yeah, I definitely feel like this is a cap on everything.
Pacers great George McGinnis, congratulations on a moment that was long overdue.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And George McGinnis will go into the Hall of Fame coming up here in the Pacers offseason, which we are hoping is not for a little bit of time at minimum. Pacers at Magic is next. Just 3 regular season games remain. Pacers Magic at 6 o'clock Saturday, April 8th. That is tonight. We will begin at 5:30 right here on the Kroger Pregame Show. You will hear the call from Mark Boyle, which includes Lance Stephenson back on the floor, his 4th game back with Indiana. He recently played in a couple of games at home, and Lance helped the Pacers get a couple of wins at home, games that he understands, despite just recently joining the team, were extremely important as it relates to the playoff picture.
It's very important. It was a big game for us. Right now we're on the chase to get a playoff spot, and right now we're just trying to take one game at a time and get some wins. They're a great young team. They got Coach Frank, and they have nothing to lose for real, so they're going to come out and play hard. And they go is to come out and play hard and push us, and nothing comes easy, so I don't think they're going to take it lightly on us. For leaving here, and I think Frank definitely want to get this win tomorrow, so, and while I'm back too, so I think he want to get that win. I don't know how it really was when I wasn't here, so I can't say I feel it, but my goal coming in was to come in and help this unit and have fun and get back to myself. I love the fans out here, and I love to feed off of them, and I like to entertain them. So, I feel like I'm a fan favorite, and I love the fans. So, and we got great fans here, so. I love the energy that they bring every game. It's a poster game like we posted at home. We got to watch film. We definitely got to hit them first. When you're home, it's easier to hit them first. But when you're away, it's tough. So our goal as soon as the tip ball is hit them first. I've been living in a hotel this whole season. So, I'm pretty much used to it. As long as I got internet, 2K, I'm good.
You're okay.
All right, and that's Lance Stephenson, who is inside Denary's Den this week. Coming up next, we'll talk with Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle. He sits down with another Hall of Famer, Slick Leonard. Their conversation is next on Pacers Weekly.
A meatball is just a meatball until you've had Mimi Blue's meatballs. The meatballs you eat here could practically have their own food group. This isn't your basic meatball on spaghetti. This is comfort food crafted with love and flavors that will have you going back again and again. With their extensive menus for lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch, you could potentially never have the same meatball and sauce twice. You can invent your own dish every time you visit. 2 locations, in Carmel at 12505 Old Meridian and on Mass Ave. Mimi Blue's. Now that's a tasty meatball.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Aaron Brooks. We are proud that the Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. We will be back here at 5:30 tonight. Pacers and Magic in Orlando as Indiana looks to inch closer to playoff positioning. Recently, Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle was able to sit down with Slick Leonard. Here's their conversation, Mark.
Thank you, Pat. There are only three games to go in the regular season, Slick, and if the Pacers make the playoffs and have a decent run, then we could still consider this a successful season. But at the moment, they've struggled to hit 500 all year long, underachieved, at least based on what many of us thought would happen. As we look toward the final three games of the regular season and back to the previous 79, what do you think the main reason is that the Pacers didn't win as often as we thought they would?
Well, I think probably both of us, maybe especially me, I may have overrated their talent level. I may have overrated it. But that being said, I think the big thing is, as I look at this ball club the whole year, they're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. One night they come out and they look like King Kong, and the next night they disappear on you. So that's been the answer to their season coming into this thing. They're maybe that they can close the season out, play their best basketball that they played all year, and then get in the playoffs and play some really top-notch basketball.
Recent development, the signing of Lance Stephenson, he made his Pacer re-debut last Sunday, energized the crowd last Tuesday when Toronto was in here, and really has been a bit of a spark plug. What do you make of the way he's fitting in here?
Well, I think he is so happy to be here, number one. And the fans love him. It's early. He come in and not that many games left in the season. If we do get in the playoffs, finish up and get in the playoffs, it'd be interesting to see how he finishes out the season. I can't make a judgment on him right now, but I'll tell you one thing, he has played some good basketball. And it gives us a guy that can play all three positions. See, he can play point guard, he can play that shooting guard, two guard, and then he can play small forward spot. And that's a real advantage to have a guy like that coming off the bench.
I've really been taken with the way the fans have warmed to him. He was popular when he was here before, but it's not often a guy who's had nothing but 10-day contracts this season gets a standing ovation when he returns. And we talked a little bit about this before the Milwaukee game on Thursday night. Does it surprise you how warmly the fans have embraced him?
Well, it's spectacular. Let's face it, they're treating him like a long-lost orphan, and he loves it. He loves it. He's responded to it. His teammates are responding. They seem to have a little more life, too. They can't let Lance get away with all this, see? So they've livened up a little bit.
Three games left. I want to talk specifically about the game tonight in Orlando because it's been a really, really, really long season down there for our old friend Frank Vogel, who was in his first year as the coach down there. I know you've had a chance to stay in touch with his family and so on. How are things going for him down there?
Well, His wife Jennifer, she didn't really want to. She wasn't all excited about moving to Florida. She wasn't all excited, but she did. But they're coming back. She's coming back just as soon as the season's over. They kept their house here in Indianapolis, and she's coming back. Yeah, it's been a tough year. It's been a tough year for Frank. You go back to talent level. When I start thinking about Frank, I start thinking about that seventh game last year against Toronto. We almost pulled it off. He had some good seasons here and won some big ball games. So, coaching, like I often say, Mark, coaching is a treacherous thing, and winning is the only answer, and losing is misery. And knowing Frank, I'm sure he's been a little bit miserable this year.
You know what, though, that illustrates something you said for years, and it sticks in my head. This guy was in the conference finals twice when he was here. Now he's losing 50 games down there, and it's because he doesn't have the hossies.
The hossies. what's the old, our old saying? Our old saying is you never see a jockey carry in the Kentucky Derby carry a horse across the finish line. And that's the case with a lot of these. There's a lot of good coaches, but if you don't have players, you're not going to. I look back at the three championships we won, went to the championship series five times, and that. Well, you look at it, I had a front line, and all of them are in the Hall of Fame now. So if you're going to coach, that's the way to do it. Get those kind of players.
That's Slick Leonard. I'm Mark Boyle. The Pacers are in Orlando tonight. They'll be in Philadelphia Monday, and then the regular season finale Wednesday at the Fieldhouse against the Atlanta Hawks. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Slick, thank you. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants Pacers D-League affiliate in the playoffs saw Tyler Hansbrough go for 29-20 in Game 1, but Fort Wayne dropped an overtime game to the Maine Red Claws, 110-106. The Mad Ants and Red Claws will do Game 2 on Monday, April the 10th. That'll be in Portland, Maine. You can watch the games, as always. This is true all season long, by following the Mad Ants or following the D-League on Facebook. And they stream those games live and for free. So Hansbrough's there. Niang has been there. The Pacers send players there throughout the season, back and forth, as well as a couple of named guys. For example, Alex Poitras has been playing in Fort Wayne most of the season. He's now in Philadelphia. The Pacers will see Poitras with the 76ers on Monday. Again, follow the Mad Ants on Facebook to watch a stream of every game live. Speaking of live, Mark Monteith will join us live coming up a little bit later in the show. We'll go around the house with Eddie White next. We'll see who Eddie has tracked down coming up on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
NBA League Pass. Your courtside seats in the action from around the league.
Curry deep three. Good!
See it happen live. Catch the games on your TV and computer. Stream them on your devices with the new NBA app. Watch live games from wherever you are.
Oh, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Every NBA night is a can't-miss night. To order NBA League Pass, go to nba.com/leaguepass. Call 855-NBA-LPLP or contact your TV service provider.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Come to Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Saturday, May 27th for the greatest music and racing. Grammy-winning artist Keith Urban.
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
See him live the day before the Indianapolis 500, presented by Pengrade. With special guests, Dustin Lynch and Clayton Anderson. On Legends Day, presented by Firestone. Keith Urban, live May 27th. Ticket prices increase May 23rd. Reserve your tickets now at IMS.com.
You can catch the podcast of Pacers Weekly by going to Pacers.com/sound. We have that shortly up. Right after every 10 to 11 Pacers Weekly show. Also, make sure to catch the Sideline Guys. It's a podcast with Jeremiah Johnson and me. We do once a week, and that will be posted as well. A brand new one coming up here just after this. So in a few moments after this show, we will have both Pacers Weekly and the Sideline Guys posted over to Pacers.com/sound. It's also on SoundCloud, and if you subscribe on iTunes, you can catch it there as well. Eddie White, as always, goes around the house to track somebody down. What's interesting this week is he picks somebody who's more often in this radio studio. Grady and Big Joe show with Michael Grady is 10 to 12 every Saturday, or every weekday morning, I should say. And our producer for Pacers Weekly, David Deering, is on that show as well. And then Grady goes to RTV6, and then somehow he still has time to be the Pacers public address announcer. It's something that he has done the last handful of years. That's who Eddie White has around the house, Eddie.
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And oh my goodness, we've had governors on, we've had mayors on, we had Jim Nance on. We got a guy on. You know his voice. I mean, if you listen to 1070, you hear him every week because he carries Fat Joe's ass for 2 hours. You know that laugh for 5 days a week. And the reason I want to get him on, he's the voice of the field house when it comes to the PA, our good buddy, MG, Michael Grady. Grady, how are you, my man? Welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, brother. Always good to be with you, my man.
I mean, now you get paid to talk, so I hope you don't expect any money for doing this.
By the word, so I got a lot to say.
Okay, no. This is over. This thing's over. Hey, seriously, I want to get you out. People know you from 1070. I'm with Big Joe every week, every day for 2 hours a day. And then they know you as the voice of Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Let's go back to when you first were offered that deal and you took it. What was your mindset? Because, you know, Reb Porter was a legend. It's like taking over for, like, Bear Bryant. You know, I mean, this is a legend. What was your mindset?
It is, you know, and I respect the hell out of Reb and what he did for the franchise for a long period of time. But when I was talking to the Pacers about it and they brought it to the table, I thought about as a child, and you know, humble beginnings, grew up on the East Side, single parent household, that kind of thing. Didn't go to a lot of games growing up. I was a kid laying on the floor, shoes off, right in front of the television, too close to mom said back up from the television, watching Pacers Knicks, Pacers Bulls, all those things, and going bananas along with Pacer fans all over the state and everywhere. And I just thought about that and just how cool it is to be able to have this gig with a franchise that I grew up rooting for. And I'm talking about crying after losses, after playoff losses, and going crazy after big wins and big Reggie Miller shots. And so for that whole thing to come full circle and to have a role in moments to come and great memories and games to come was just absolute joy.
It's really a fine line you have to walk because, one, you want to have that enthusiasm and emotion and genuine care for the team, and that comes through, and we feel it. But at the same time, you have to be a professional. You can't be the over-the-top homer guy going, this team's working hard. You know what I'm saying? You got to walk a fine line there. That's
right.
That's not easy.
Yeah, I think the key, really, no matter what you do, whether it's broadcasting or whatever, is really just to be yourself. And so I'm not going out there to try to be anyone else. I want to be conversational. And I think the role that I have is to fan the flame. I'm not going to ignite a run from the Pacers, but if the Pacers go on a run and I can help get the crowd even more enthused, then maybe that 7-0 run turns into an 11-0 run or a 15-2 run or whatever it may be. So my job is to kind of fan the flame and fuel off of the energy of the fans and just kind of keep the party going, if you will.
No, wait a minute. So when you're in a bar, the guy says, now how many beers beers did you want? You know you want three. You go trifecta. I mean, come on, now you don't walk down the street yelling trifecta, people. No. And where'd that come from?
You know what? It just happened, and this is a word that I know you'll appreciate. It happened organically.
Isn't everything.
I saw that eye roll. I don't know. I was just thinking about it and what to say after, because I don't want to just say player's name for three. And so I thought about it, and I know it has, you know, multiple meanings and different things like that. But I said, you know what? Let's just see if it sticks.
It works.
And it works. And so
it's become yours.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And so we're mixing it up a little bit nowadays because the great Nancy Leonard has been on my case and telling me that she is an absolute consultant, and you have to, whatever she says goes. And so we're mixing it up a little bit. But the fans all respond to it, and so I enjoy it.
You ever had any embarrassing moments? Because you got some guys, I can't pronounce their names. I turn into Slick in a post-game show. I'll call the alphabet guy from Milwaukee. I'll call him the alphabet guy. I'm not going to go there. What's your most embarrassing moment so far?
It's not horrible. There are guys that come in, and I don't know the name, and I just won't say the name. I just.
He walks in. His mom and dad are in the stands waiting for you to say, Barney's in the game, and you're not going to say Barney's last name.
I just can't say because I don't want to butcher it. Barney, so I just act like the microphone temporarily broke for a moment, and I just not enough vowels, and so I just won't even do it. So that's happened maybe a couple of times, but the most embarrassing moment wasn't even at a Pacers game. It was a Fever game, and the team was getting ready to run out on the floor, and so before the game, Frank Vogel was still the coach of the Pacers at the time. It was a big game for the Fever. I see Frank Vogel. Hey, give him a handshake. How you doing, coach? I see George Hill. Hey, how you doing, George? There was another Pacer player that I saw. Hey, how you doing? I sit down, getting ready to organize for the game. Here comes the Fever out on the court, and I said, here they come. Welcome your Indiana Pacers. I tell you what, anytime I see Katie Douglas to this day, she's like,
you. Oh, did she come right at you?
Oh, right at me. You idiot. Tamika gave me the business, too. But that was the most embarrassing moment.
Now, you are all over the place. I mean, you have to be recognized, of course, for your voice. Because, I mean, people hear you 5 days a week, listen to you guys in the morning. And then we see you on Channel 6. And, of course, you've become a staple here. Where do you think people most recognize you from? Because is it here? Is it the TV? Is it the radio?
That's a good question. A lot of people know from the radio. And have been fortunate enough to be affiliated with the fans since its inception. And then, of course, with Big Joe since 2011. Television is relatively new, so there are a few people. Some folks are very loyal to the stations that they watch, and I get that. But those who watch Channel 6, you know, definitely when they see me, they'll say hello. Say, hey, sportsman. But Pacer fans, if I'm walking around, just the other day I was out doing something, and just some guy from a distance. He didn't even turn to look or acknowledge me. He just shouted, I can't hear you, Pacer fans, and that kind of thing. And so that happens a lot.
That's cool.
And it's really cool that I think the cool thing about it is they know that I'm a fan, too. They know that I love this team. I care. I'm frustrated after losses. Yeah. I'm frustrated with bad play. I love the wins, and I think that helps. That strengthens the bond. I'm not just a voice. I'm somebody who actually cares about this team doing well.
You mentioned voice. The last thing before we go is when I warm up for the Pacers postgame show, which is the world's greatest postgame show, by the way, I warm up with like at least 2-3 cigars and a bottle of Merlot. you don't do that. You really protect that thing because those vocal cords, that's your money ticket. So do you have like secret tea or herbs or something you do?
There's a tea called Throat Coat, and I will mix some honey in with that. And if I'm feeling a little scratchy, I'll put that together. Good old-fashioned water, actually, just if you just drink enough water. I don't think any of us drink enough water or as much as we should. I think if we found out how much we're supposed to be drinking a day, we'll lose our minds. Water, as long as I keep the vocal cords lubricated, then I'm in good shape. And then if I don't have a game for a couple of days, then yeah, we'll bring out the Merlot, a little bit of Cab, a little mix it.
God. Hey, my friend, thank you so much for coming by. It was so good to talk to you, and we love listening to you, and we're so proud of you. You're awesome.
Thanks so much, brother. Anytime, you know it.
Patrick, how about that? And I didn't want to ask him, but you know he got to start. He was and I can't believe he stayed in the business. He was the producer for old Kravitz and Eddie back in the day, and we didn't kill him, so he stayed in the business, and look, now he's a superstar. I tell you, he's the best, and I tell you, of all the PA guys that I've ever heard in NBA and NFL, he is absolutely at the top, and we love him. We're so proud of him, and he's ours. Back to you, Patrick. Trifecta!
Anybody that can produce for Eddie White and survive, I think, can put that at the top of their list of accomplishments at the end of the year. But Eddie White, thank you. Certainly those sentiments are echoed here as it relates to Michael Grady, the best PA announcer in the NBA. Michael Grady, you hear him from 10 to 12 during the weekdays here on 107.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. All right, Pacers Weekly continues here. In a moment, we will go live with Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. We'll talk about George McGinnis and his Hall of Fame nomination, as well as the Pacers and what they need to do to lock up a playoff spot with three games left to go. Mark Monteith next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Hey, race fans. Get pumped up for Miller Lite Carb Day. Featuring the Steve Miller Band and special guest, Bare Naked Ladies. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Friday, May 26th at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the greatest concert in racing. Miller Lite Carb Day with the Steve Miller Band and Bare Naked Ladies. May 26th at IMS. Tickets start at just $30. Buy now at IMS.com/Carb Day.
Let's go.
Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. With us is Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, we were talking at this time last week and unaware that in about an hour, George McGinnis would be finally named a Hall of Famer. So while it's been a little bit since that happened, we haven't had a chance to touch on it with you on this show. What were your reactions to him finally hearing the news?
Well, I was just really happy for him. I'd written about George in the Hall of Fame before for Pacers.com, and it was just a mystery, you know, really why it had not happened already. You know, he was the only league MVP eligible to be in the Hall of Fame who was not. He shared ABA MVP honors with Julius Erving in 1975 when he had the greatest season any Pacer has ever had. And beyond that, you know, he was a three-time NBA All-Star. It's not like he only did it in the early years of the ABA or something like that. He excelled in the NBA as well, was a first-team All-NBA selection. And as I try to point out occasionally, the Hall of Fame is not the NBA Hall of Fame. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Obviously, you know, coaches from Italy and players from Russia go in. George's high school career should have counted. He's one of the all-time great high school players from Indiana or anywhere else, and was he was an All-American in his only season at IU as a varsity player as a sophomore in 1970-71. So, you know, it just wasn't making any sense, but these things always happen when you have a Hall of Fame. You know, there's always somebody who seems to get a raw deal and you have to catch up to him, that type of thing. But, you know, as George mentioned to you earlier, he got in via the Veterans Committee, which was great. I think we all kind of gave up on it when they got rid of that ABA Select Committee. I knew he was still eligible, but it seemed like, well, if you're not going to put him into the ABA, but they did. They put him in the first year he was eligible via the Veterans Committee, 35 years out. I had actually pointed that out to George, you know, before you talked to him, and so he was aware of how that worked. And so it's great, you know. I mean, it's just great that it happened during his lifetime. Sometimes people get in after they're gone, and it's like, well, that's great for their family, but, you know, it doesn't do the person any good. So it's great that George can enjoy this and that he can join his former teammates, Mel Daniels and Roger Brown, and, of course, Slick, too.
And if you go to Pacers.com, you can read Mark's story on that. This show has essentially been the George McGinnis and Lance Stephenson edition of Pacers Weekly, Mark. So that's where I'm going with my next question. I asked Bill Baino, assistant coach, this yesterday, if he was surprised with how quickly Lance has fit in on the floor with a completely new cast and crew besides Paul George, really, because LaVoy Allen isn't playing much and Al Jefferson isn't either. And Bill said, yes, he was a little bit surprised. Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, there's kind of a connection between George McGinnis and Lance Stephenson in that before Lance, George's return to the Pacers was the one that generated the most enthusiasm. He was traded back here in the 1979-80 season. And, you know, he sold out Market Square Arena. The Pacers weren't good that year, but they sold out Market Square Arena for his return. I think he had like 14 points, 13 rebounds, but the Pacers lost. So until Lance came, that was the return that it generated the most excitement. But I think Lance has outdone it partly because he's changed the personality of the team. And that's, you know, to speak to your question, you know, that's the impact he's had. And that's what's been kind of surprising. Well, we all knew, you and I have talked all year, how this team's demeanor was laid back and needed a shot of adrenaline. And Lance has provided that. But I am surprised by the impact he's had immediately. Nobody on this team, to my knowledge, has had any resentment whatsoever for him coming in and getting the fans enthused and showing so much energy on the court. You know, sometimes a new guy, it takes a while for people to get used to him, but these guys knew they needed a guy like Lance Stephenson. Paul George has been very open about that. I talked to Aaron Brooks after practice yesterday about it. I've talked to C.J. Miles about it. I certainly don't know anybody in that locker room who has any resentment for Lance coming in and getting everybody so excited. So it's really been something to see. But I think as far as just basketball, he picks up the tempo, and Nate McMillan likes to have some random offense where you're scoring in transition, where you're not running through sets, where you're just getting the ball out and going and playing basketball. And Lance, more than anybody, allows him to do that. You know, if you run with Lance, you'll get a shot because he's going to take it up as fast as he can. So he's creating shots for people, and he attacks the basket and gets shots for people that way. And those are a couple of things this team really desperately needed.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is joining us. Pacers versus Magic in Orlando tonight. A 6 o'clock tip will start at 5:30. And Mark Monteith will join us here in just a moment. We're going to take a break and continue our conversation with Mark coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
A meatball is just a meatball until you've had Mimi Blue's meatballs. The meatballs you eat here could practically have their own food group. This isn't your basic meatball on spaghetti. This is comfort food crafted with love and flavors that will have you going back again and again. With their extensive menus for lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch, you could potentially never have the same meatball and sauce twice. You can invent your own dish every time you visit. Two locations, in Carmel at 12505 Old Meridian and on Mass Ave. Mimi Blue's. Now that's a tasty meatball.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Hey, race fans. Get pumped up for Miller Lite Carb Day. Featuring the Steve Miller Band and special guests, Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Friday, May 26th at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the greatest concert in racing. Miller Lite Carb Day with the Steve Miller Band and Bare Naked Ladies. May 26th at IMS. Tickets start at just $30. Buy now at IMS.com/Carb Day.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joins us again here on Pacers Weekly. You hit on a topic that I wanted to discuss just before this, which was it's not just Lance Stephenson coming in and providing energy. That's not really a possibility unless the guys around him allow him to do that. On a sort of similar subject, Lance was such a polarizing player when he was here, and he left on his own accord. Are you surprised in what is seemingly almost universal praise and acceptance of him from the Pacer fan base?
Yeah, I am. I thought it would have been about a 50-50 thing that, you know, based on what you would see on social media, what he was gone, I thought it'd be kind of split decision. I knew a lot of fans liked the way he played when he was here before, but a lot of people kind of misunderstood some of the things that happened when he was here and didn't really understand the nature of his departure and were bitter about that. But it's way beyond that. I mean, from day one of when he returned, the enthusiasm among the public was really surprising to me, you know, the degree of it. So people just seem to sense that he brought what this team needed. You know, I think by now people should know that his departure wasn't his choice. You know, he got bad advice. His agent at that time was a family attorney, and they just weren't really wise to the ways of NBA free agency, and they thought by waiting a little bit they could get a better offer. The Pacers couldn't afford to wait. They didn't want to get held, you know, get high and dry and not get anybody in free agency. So when Lance didn't accept their offer, which was every dollar the Pacers could offer, you know, Larry Bird went out and signed Rodney Stuckey and C.J. Miles. So that left Lance, you know, having to wait, and he was lucky to get the offer he got from Charlotte. So, you know, it wasn't like he wanted out of here by any means, but he just kind of followed – he had no choice but to follow bad advice. So I think people certainly by now realize how much he loved living here, loved playing here, and certainly how happy he is to be back. And I know – you know, people in Indiana always appreciate players who want to be here and who stay here. So, you know, he's really connected with the fan base. I haven't seen a player here really since Reggie Miller who has connected with the fan base like Lance Stephenson. So that's good. That's good for everybody.
And if you read Mark's story, he explains how Lance is living in a hotel downtown. He doesn't have a car. He has, I think he said, like three outfits. That he is going back and forth to practice. He's jogging to practice. There's a couple of good stories from Mark up on Pacers.com as well, where you can read more on how Lance is making this transition personally, at least as he comes in with six games to go. So he does come in with six games to go, Mark. The loss in Cleveland, two home wins. The two home wins were nice. The Pacers certainly felt his energy. However, the Pacers have, for the most part, been really good at home this year. Is his next test to see if he can bring that over to the road and start to turn around a team that right now is 11-28 away from Bankers Life Fieldhouse?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the Pacers have not been good on the road, and primarily because they just haven't brought the energy and confidence that they've shown the last couple of games. So that's always the challenge for teams when you have seemingly everybody against you. You just don't have the home fans behind you to encourage you and to kind of boost your, if you're down during the game and you start to make a comeback, the fans are going to help carry you. So, you know, you are fighting the elements on the road, but I think Lance will make a difference in that regard. And, this team knows the situation. I think the just the standings are all the motivation they should need. They're in a desperate situation, as you have said. If they win every game now, they will be in the playoffs. They know that. And that also helps. So, you know, I know we've talked before. I thought these last five games presented a great opportunity because they're all very winnable games, three at home, two road games against losing teams. So I think they're going to be ready. I certainly would be very surprised tonight if they come out in Orlando and just aren't ready to play or just don't bring a great effort. So they're fortunate. They know it. I think, I think Lance probably wants to play really well against Frank Vogel. Not that he resents Frank by any means, but, he's a former coach. I've heard that Orlando had interest in signing Lance here at the end of the season, and it did not happen for whatever reason. So that might be in Lance's mind. And, hey, the rest of the guys have their own reasons to be motivated for this game. So I think I do think that energy he has brought these last three games can carry over to the road.
Mark Monteith is with us. We've told you that over at Pacers.com, you can view his work not only on George McGinnis, Lance Stephenson, the normal game coverage. What else do fans have to look forward to as we close out the regular season, Mark?
Well, yeah, right now it's all about the games. You know, I mean, it's like a playoff series right now, these next three games. So a lot of focus on that. You know, we're done with the decade nights and Hickory nights and so forth. And right now it's just about the games themselves and looking forward to a possible playoff situation. So, there'll be coverage of tonight's game in Orlando on the website, and same thing in Philadelphia. Then I'm, really looking forward to that game next Wednesday against Atlanta, hoping and expecting that it'll determine the Pacer playoff fate. And, I think you and I have said from day one that that last game of the season in Atlanta was probably going to be really meaningful, and that's looking to be the case. So just really right now, the focus is on the games.
The Pacers' magic number is 3 with 3 games to go. You will hear Mark Monteith as a part of the Kroger pregame show tonight, which starts at 5:30 right here locally on 107.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. Mark, thanks, and talk to you then.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Coming up next, we head out to Orlando. Jeremiah Johnson joins us to preview Pacers and Magic. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Catch summer fever with your Indiana Fever. In May, the Indiana Fever will begin their 18th season in the WNBA. They would like to include you on their roster. Buy a Fan's Choice 5-game pack for just $105. You choose the games based on your schedule and get access to special events to meet your favorite Fever players. The fun begins in May. Call today and get your Fever Fan's Choice 5-game pack. Call 317-917-2528.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
A meatball is just a meatball until you've had Mimi Blue's meatballs. The meatballs you eat here could practically have their own food group. This isn't your basic meatball on spaghetti. This is comfort food crafted with love and flavors that will have you going back again and again. With their extensive menus for lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch, you could potentially never have the same meatball and sauce twice. You can invent your own dish every time you visit. Two locations in Carmel at 12505 Old Meridian and on Mass Ave. Mimi Blues. Now that's a tasty meatball.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, Pacers and Magic tonight. It's a 6 o'clock tip. You can watch Jeremiah Johnson starting at 5:30 on Fox Sports Indiana. He joins us from Orlando now. Let's touch on Lance Stephenson because that seems like a must-do. You're around the team. You were with them in Cleveland. Of course, these last two home games, Toronto and Milwaukee. Now, those two home games, the Pacers, A, have played well at home most of the season, and B, were very important gut check kind of games as it relates to the playoff picture. Lance certainly brought a lot of energy and has something to do with that. How do you combine the necessity of the Pacers needing to win for their strong play and perhaps what Lance Stephenson has brought?
Well, all season long, if there was one complaint from the coaching staff, and I think even from fans, it was the sense of urgency. And I don't think at this point in his career anyone has a greater sense of urgency than Lance Stephenson, and I don't know that anybody plays with the fire that he does. So if that's what this team needed, it's safe to say that Lance has been a big part of the reason why. Now, with the amount of games left on the schedule, it's easy to look and say, well, the playoffs, you know, two games ago, you knew you maybe needed to win out or win all but one, and everyone understands that. But Lance just provided just a little bit of an extra spark, a little bit of an extra boost, and I think he fired up the fans. And I think, if nothing else, the atmosphere inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse that we saw on Tuesday, it wasn't just because of the Paul George bobblehead or the decade night. It was because of Lance Stephenson, and that in turn fired up the team. So I think Lance gets a little bit of credit for that, but you have to be sure to credit, you know, the other 14 guys, or 13, George Niang's not there, but basically the rest of the roster is what I'm saying. You know, they have taken that little spark and they've done something with it and they've performed. You can't just be fired up and act crazy, and not that Lance is acting crazy, but you've got to have some substance with the spark, and I think they've been able to combine that the last two games.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. The Pacers take on Philadelphia on Monday. The two teams have identical records, similar stories in that they're young, out of the playoffs, trying to, you know, fight for the proof that they deserve bigger contracts down the line. So there's still plenty to play for. I look at the Magic roster, though, and some of their starters, Elfrid Payton, Vucevic, Terrence Ross, Aaron Gordon. Not to say that Philadelphia doesn't have talent, but a lot of those guys the Sixers have that look promising are sitting. The Magic, on the other hand, have some players that could do damage if you don't treat them with the correct respect. And they've got Frank Vogel, who you would like to think would like to deal the Pacers a key loss in a big moment. Would you agree with all that?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because if you look at these two teams as you have, Orlando and Philadelphia, which is the scarier team? And you'd think most of the season Philadelphia is the one that plays with that, you know, nothing to lose attitude. The young guys, you know, are the ones maybe more trying to earn a spot in Orlando. At least the three times we've seen them, all double-digit Pacers victories, they seem to just be a mismatched group of parts and some that maybe they don't all get along well together. So you wonder if those veterans are the kind of guys that are just thinking ahead to Wednesday when they can pack their bags for wherever they start the early summer vacation. You know, I know that that Frank Vogel is super interested in having his, you know, finishing this season off with a victory against the Pacers. But I'm not sure that the rest of the players will buy into that and are as fired up. And that's why I think it's important if you can get off to a good start and put them away and you get those Magic players eventually thinking about where they're headed on Wednesday night or Thursday morning for vacation, you can take care of business. And that's where I think Lance can kind of help because the Pacers have had some dull moments, some lapses in road games, and I think Lance can be someone who can help make sure that doesn't happen. Philadelphia, on the other hand, I don't even know if anyone in the locker room can look ahead to Monday because every game is so important. You get this win tonight, and then you can look to Philadelphia. But if you're asking me, the fans in Philadelphia are remarkably positive for all they've been through. So yeah, that's a situation that is a little bit scary. And I don't think any of those players, some of those young players, are fighting for future contracts and a spot on that team, maybe more than some of the other teams. And so maybe that's a little scarier, but just from a talent perspective, the Pacers play well. They should win that game as well.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. If you'd like to hear more in-depth discussion on the Pacers, this Magic game coming up, their playoff chances, what need to happen, we only get to speak in brevity here on this show, but we also
brevity,
have a podcast.
That's good, Pat.
Yeah, thanks.
You're using Mark Boyle vocabulary.
Yeah, you work with Mark Boyle 100 times a year, and I guess your vocab improves. But Pacers.com/sound, SoundCloud, we will have the Sideline Guys podcast up. So there is much more conversation as it relates to this with Jeremiah that you can view or listen to, I should say, after this. We'll get it up here shortly. JJ, we've got about 30 seconds here. What do the fans have to look forward to on the pregame show tonight starting at 5:30? Note the earlier start time.
Well, prior to taping our podcast last night, we were watching action around the NBA, and that's what we'll be doing tonight as well. I think the Bulls tip off at 5 o'clock, and our game is at 6 o'clock, so we'll be tracking the progress of that one as well as the very important Miami-Washington game and updating the standings. And also in the second segment of Pacers Live pregame, Nate Taylor of the Indianapolis Star will share his opinions on what been going on over the last week, and we'll hear from Lance Stephenson. It's been a staple of Pacers Live pregame. I think now 5 straight shows we've had Lance Stephenson discussion. So I thank the organization for giving us something exciting to talk about as well over the last couple of weeks of the season.
If we keep hearing from him, that's probably a good sign. You can hear Jeremiah Johnson. Watch Jeremiah Johnson on Fox Sports Indiana. Pregame show starting at 5:30 tonight out in Orlando. JJ, thanks for your time this morning.
Pat, enjoy your Saturday lead up to the game.
All right, that's Jeremiah Johnson in Orlando joining us to close out Pacers Weekly here again. Pacers at Magic is coming up tonight. 5:30 Kroger pregame show on the radio side as well. And we will have tips shortly after 6 on 107.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. Then Monday against Philadelphia at home against the Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday. It's Fan Appreciation Night. They'll let you come out down to the court. Players interact with the fans, as do the coaches. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can catch the regular season finale. That wraps it up for this edition of Pacers Weekly. A thanks to David Deering, our producer. I'm Pat Boylan. Talk to you at 10 a.m. next Saturday morning.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible.
It's not just your money, it's your life. And we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Hey, race fans. Get pumped up for Miller Lite Carb Day. Featuring the Steve Miller Band and special guest, Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Friday, May 26th at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the greatest concert in racing, Miller Lite Carb Day, with the Steve Miller Band and Bare Naked Ladies. May 26th at IMS. Tickets start at just $30. Buy now at IMS.com/carbday.